This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. One thing we didn't touch on in the last segment, we'll try to get to a couple more calls here, but I think it's Jamal caller. Jamal Adam Schefter. Actual Adam Schefter, just reported, as did Ian Rapoport, Mike Garofolo, that Davante Adams has requested a trade from the Raiders, which I think everyone saw coming. But Schefter adding the details that apparently they want a second round pick plus additional compensation. And I think that is something that the Washington Commanders should be monitoring. Obviously, let's see how the next couple of weeks go, because integrating a player in the middle of the season is really hard. I also would definitely want to know more about Adams, the person. I know a lot of people came out of the wide receiver show, Anthony, not liking Davante. I came out of that show liking Davante. I think he's a pro. I think the way he works is great. And I think in an atmosphere like they have here, like that would be big time. And I think they have the right personalities here, I don't say manage someone like Davante, but like he would get in and fit in. And, you know, like Terry's not going to be like, oh my God, you brought in Davante Adams. Like that's not how Terry rolls. Terry's going to be like, sick. You brought in Davante Adams. Jaden Daniels can be like, sick. Davante, can you meet me at the facility at 5:30 a.m. so we can get you up to speed on the offense? Like, we got work to do, bro. Let's go. And so there is, like, they don't have a Davante Adams on this team. Terry's amazing, but Devontae's different. Davante is a legitimate blue chipper. And if you think that you can compete this year, if you think that defense can take the next leap, I'm not anti-trading for Davante Adams, because you have a couple of years here where Jaden, your quarterback, is on a rookie contract. You're probably using your draft pick next year for another, whether it's defensive end, offensive tackle, something that is typically expensive. It looks like Brandon Coleman could be your solution at left tackle, so that's another position you don't got to pay big money to. And so if you want to spend a little extra cash up front to support your rookie quarterback, like, I don't think that's the end of the world. The other thing that I think is worth considering is remember that Jahan Dotson trade, Anthony?
Yep.
Do you remember the pick that the Commanders got back in return?
A third, I think it was.
Do you know whose third round pick that is?
I don't.
It's not the Eagles pick.
The Raiders?
No. It's the Dolphins pick.
Ooh.
You know, how are the Dolphins doing?
Not good.
I'm pretty sure. So I saw that floating around this morning. I should probably double check that before saying it on the radio, but like, I'm pretty sure that's the Dolphins pick. And so, if you're going to all of a sudden have like the fifth pick or the second pick or whatever, we'll see what happens with their quarterback situation of the second round or of the third round. That's like not that far off from being a late second rounder. That makes me a little more interested in giving up a second for Davante Adams. So if you could, like, let me ask it a different way. If you want to include that pick, Anthony, would you trade a second round pick and Jahan Dotson for Davante Adams?
Without a doubt.
Right. And so if they take even that extra third that they now have, or can they take their third? Would Vegas be willing to take their third, which is going to be later than that third, and a second-round pick for Davante Adams, if I don't have to give him new money, because I'm pretty sure he just signed. Like, he got his money. Let's see what the contract
is. He got his
money
when he went to Vegas.
He's got... I think he signed an extension of some kind, because he has 2 years remaining. You could get out after this year if you really wanted to. He's got huge cap hits the next 2 years, 44 and 44.
Oh, my gosh.
But you could get out after this year. But you could also probably restructure, and, like, you could spread some of that out. It's a deal that's already been restructured. On some level, but you could restructure it again. Like, you could make those cap hits less and add some void years to the back end, and try to time that out with when you're going to have to pay Jaden. So you could bring those cap numbers down. point is, like, I don't know that you're giving Devontae a ton of new money unless he's willing to rip up this contract and do something different. But if you don't have to commit like 4 years, 5 years of money, if I can only commit two, like, that's a swing I might be willing to take. Now, do they have to? No. Would I do it unless I felt 100% certain? Something I, as a radio host, frankly can't feel compared to what Adam Peters, professional general manager, can do. He has way more intel. I think he also probably has a better feel for, like, okay, what's next year's draft class look like? How valuable are those second round picks? Is it going to take a second plus? Like, can I make it a fourth or third 2 years from now? Or is it going to have to be multiple picks in this coming draft? Because I think you also got to remember, like, this is a team that wants to build through the draft, and those assets are extra valuable because that's where they get their guys. They get the guys that fit, you know, that commander tag, and they were getting those guys in the third, fourth round. And so I don't want to give up opportunities for that. But Devontae Adams is sick. Like, Devontae Adams is one of the best in the league. And, you know, I think Cliff would have a field day with him. The opportunities he would create for Terry.
Man.
Like, yeah, I'm willing to sniff around on Devontae Adams. I think you'd be crazy not to. But I also understand if they just ultimately go, yeah, we're not in a rush. This is going better than we thought. That's great. But we feel good about what we have. And that's the other part of it, just from a psychology standpoint, right, Ant? Is like, if you like what's rolling and you think you're building, don't mess with it. Why would you mess with something that is working? The answer is because it raises the ceiling, but it also, you know, it could disrupt the role that you're on.
With Devontae, are we a championship contender? I don't necessarily think the acquisition of him moves the needle for the Commanders. The offense is already having success. Yes.
But it makes them so much harder to adjust against.
It does.
Like, what happens when teams start bracketing Terry and the best teams in the league have the corner, or
Craig,
the best teams in the league have the corners to just lock it down on the outside? And now it's like you're going man coverage and you're having an extra player in the box, and like, they can deal with the outside stuff. Devontae changes that equation, right? If your number one corner is now on Terry and your number two is on Noah Brown, like, that's probably how I would play this team. It's like, I'd play a bunch of single high and force them to try to beat me through the air, Jaden from the pocket, and I'd place a man on the outside and be like, can you beat me? Terry's sick against man-to-man. So, like, I'm not saying it's not a risky proposition, and I'm not saying it's a perfect plan, but if Devontae is now getting your number one corner, he can beat anybody in the league, and Terry's beating anybody's number two sideways.
Yeah.
Like, that does change the equation of what you might want to do. Like, now I'm playing too high stuff all the time, and it's like, if Brian Robinson rushes for 175 yards and they beat us, then so be it. But, like, I'm not giving up deep balls to those guys all day long.
Yeah. I'm more so just thinking, or just looking at what we've done the past couple of weeks. Terry, there were the first two weeks, like, he didn't really do anything. The volume wasn't there, the targets. And we had other players stepping up. Even this past week, we had OZ step up. We had Noah. We had Luke. So, like, the offense is moving with these pieces outside of Terry. Zach Ertz has been, you know, instrumental in the effectiveness of the offense. So, I'm just saying, I think just adding him still doesn't necessarily move. It doesn't make us a contender. It does make us a little bit scarier because you got to pick your poison.
Yeah, 100%. If you're telling me that I can get Devontae Adams for that price, or I can get, I mean, Miles Garrett, obviously, like, Miles Garrett's the literal best defensive player. That's like Justin. That's Justin Jefferson. I'm like, who else? Who's the Devontae Adams of defensive ends? Whoever that is, I'm taking the Devontae Adams of defensive ends. I'd also take the Devontae Adams of corners for this team over I would take Devontae Adams, the wide receiver, Devontae Adams. But I'm interested in Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's their number one priority. They were obviously super patient on Ayuk, but like, Brandon Ayuk is not Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams is one of the five best receivers in football. And I do think that, you know, there's also a professionalism to the way he does the job, like literally, like the route run and the intricacy, all that kind of stuff, that exposing Jaden to that and exposing Terry to that. And like, Terry's never played in his career with a wide receiver better than him. Yeah. The second he got here, he was the best receiver in that room. And he has been every single year, and it hasn't even been remotely close. Like, rookie Jahan Dotson might be the second best guy he's ever played with. So what happens if Devontae is like, hey, I got some tricks? So like,
could get scary, man.
Yeah.
It's spooky like, too. It's October.
I get the appeal. Number one priority? No. Am I looking to give up a second rounder just for funsies? No. Devontae Adams ain't for funsies. Devontae Adams is not Brandon Ayuk, with all due respect to Brandon Ayuk. So that this is a different conversation. Although I do think that what I don't want to do is get into a bidding war, and there's probably, I don't know, like a New York Jets type of team that is willing to get into a bidding war. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Appreciate everyone calling in on Vibe Check Tuesday. Sorry we didn't get to as many calls with the news here. But we will get to you guys, obviously, as the week continues to go and we continue to take more. When we get back, though, we'll talk about this possibility with Mitch Tischler. It's Tischler Tuesday. And then it is Take Command Tape Tuesday. We review how Jaden Daniels played versus the Cardinals here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.